Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
John, Michigan football. What was that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
You had a long flight back. What was rattling around the head and where are you at today?
I was surprised that we got as manhandled as we did on both lines of scrimmage. I think some of the offensive line issues are just a lack of consistency. And a little bit of fool's gold when you look at, you know, what we did against the Chips and running for over 300 yards. Well, if you make some mistakes, you got a running back in Justice Hayes and even Jordan Marshall that can make some of those guys miss and still go for a lot of yards. And even against Nebraska, I think there was some fool's gold there. Started to wear down Wisconsin a little bit, and when the passing game got going against Wisconsin, that's when the running game started to open up, and that's because they started dropping extra guys out of the box. So I was not necessarily surprised at the struggles offensively, but I was really surprised that they were able to run for over 200 yards against this defense. And it was, like, I thought the plan was good. There were just too many guys with missed assignments, too many guys out of position, too many guys trying to play the hero and make a play versus following the plan on defense.
Bigger concern, the defense or the offense not getting going?
Bigger concern, but that's a tough question to answer because I would say defense.
Yeah.
Because that's something that you felt like you could hang your hat on.
Yeah, it's one thing if, okay, Haynes gets hurt, I got a freshman quarterback on the road, some things break down. The defense, that was jarring to me to see them give up 225 yards rushing in the game. Like, I don't remember the last time Michigan was run over that way. Like, I started looking it up, and I know there was a year, the COVID year, where Wisconsin just bullied them and pummeled them, but that was 5 years ago. You know, I mean, that's one thing that I didn't expect. If you would have told me Michigan went out to the West Coast and lost to USC, I wouldn't have been shocked. To see the way they lost the game did catch me off guard.
Well, and it was both the pass and the run because they basically did what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. Michigan didn't force them to be a passing team, didn't force them to be a running team by taking away one or the other. And then even late in the game when one of the things that Michigan does well is rush the passer. The problem is, and we saw it with Wisconsin, if that ball is in and out of the quarterback's hands, you're not going to get a chance to get home.
Right.
So you got to do a couple of things. One is, hey, if you're not going to get home, you've got to be able to get some batted balls. Guys aren't getting their hands up. The timing isn't going off for them. Hey, I'm not going to get home, hands up. The second thing is, if you're not going to get home with the pass rush, then maybe you only rush four. Yeah. Or you rush three and you drop an extra guy into coverage and take away some of those short routes, some of those quick routes, but they never did that.
Well, here becomes the problem too. Like, the season's not over. It's two losses, but their back's against the wall now. Washington this week, MSU, Purdue, Northwestern, Maryland. Like, there's not a lot of chances to really show that you fixed it until Ohio State.
Well, you're correct. There is a path to show this week that you've adjusted defensively.
This is the toughest game they're going to play until Ohio State, yes?
Damond Williams, their quarterback, now, okay, it's against Rutgers, but he threw for over 400 yards and ran for 138.
He's a dual threat young quarterback. He's starting Dynamic. To really crest. He's starting to kind of hit his stride. Mm-hmm.
And they've got three really good receivers, two freshmen, and one vet, Denzel Boston, who's David Boston's son.
He's going to be an NFL player.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. And makes acrobatic catches. He's a tremendous athlete and adjusts in the air as good as anybody in the country.
But you agree, if Michigan loses one more game, they will not make the college football playoff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So they have to run the table.
They've got to run the table, and they've got to find a way to recover, recoup, and get after it this weekend in the big house. And then, you know, all of the other games should be, quote unquote, should be wins.
On paper, anyway.
And so you've got, I mean, the battle against Michigan State, which is, people say whatever they want, but that's going to be a fist fight. It absolutely is. I don't care where Michigan State is right now. If they lost to UCLA at home, that's going to be a fist fight. And then you've got Northwestern, Purdue, Maryland. And Maryland has a dynamic young quarterback. And so, yeah, you're looking at those games and say, well, they should be wins. But if they play the way they think it's USC, you could see a path to two or three more losses in that span of five games. And then you've got Ohio State, and I know that there was a path to victory last year, but I think this Ohio State team is playing more physical than we've seen Ohio State teams play in the past.
248-539-9797. Ticket texters. Think about this. Michigan gave up 225 yards on the ground to a Lincoln Riley football team. Mm-hmm. This is the worst coach team since a certain coach who didn't wear a headset. I'm not saying Sharon is as bad as Hoke, but it's been a year and a half and he hasn't gotten better as a coach.
Well, the team is not performing like that. I mean, he's a tremendous recruiter, but you got to find a way to develop that talent.
Yeah, Ticket Texters with their thoughts says, MSU's broke bleep team at least put up 31 on USC. Only 13 for Michigan is pathetic.
It is. And that's what happens when you're not keeping your eyes up on an offensive line and you're not looking at linebackers, you're not recognizing things that should be taken care of, and you let a guy run through a B-gap. And you're just not aware of what's going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.